Hi, this is Jane Johnson, founder of One United Body, and I'm very excited today to talk on a topic which is actually my current spiritual name, and that is abundance. We are a large international house helping people build the new wineskin and see the promised land, which involves building generations, fathering nations, and fathering in oneness. We have many free pages on our website, oneunitedbody.org, and we have chats daily that we encourage people to build community and to get doses daily of the profound revelation that is coming out in this age, this new age of Aquarius. It is still very much sound Christian doctrine. We just misunderstood some of the more complicated details, as did the wineskin in the Old Testament, and that had to be renewed in the New Testament. This usually happens every 2,000 years. There has to be a mega renewal and a sort of form of reformation, as we've always seen. Reformations are needed as people distort the essence of the Gospels. And we're now seeing we have a Gospel beyond what Paul had. And even Yeshua on the earth only spoke of various principles, not all the principles. So, abundance is one of the stones of the age of peace. And what that means is it's such a key component to the big picture or the Gospels, that we cannot enter the promised land without a form of abundance that stops us being consumed by the cares of the world. So we become the living stone of abundance. We go into a journey of seeing it, entering it, overcoming it, inheriting it, possessing it, and then saying, I am abundance, like the Godhead, like heaven is abundance. But what we have to realize is we can't just say abundance is our inheritance right now without a journey of getting rid of a lot of things. And also recognizing that the wrong trading of the world impacts the abundance that we are entitled to, our inheritance. I'm actually seeing through Revelation currently, there was the most immense abundance provided for every human being. There was immense riches of gold in the lands. And the poverty is only existing because of the wrong trading of man and directing those resources away from the people and even hiding resources. So we can never blame God for lack of abundance. There is an element we have to get rid of, our own junk, our own trading. But that's not the whole picture, nor is the accuser the whole picture. And we can overcome and be above that, that there's no influence there. So it may be that we actually have to deal with the kings of the earth and judge them to bring the fall of Babylon, to allow Jubilee and the free flow of resources that were stolen from us. And there's also issues around our birthrights being, the way that our systems are structured, we've been traded on and the resources have gone to those who knew how to do this system. Once that is cleared and restored, There was often a jubilee regularly in the Old Testament times. So we see that there can be a flood of physical monetary resources. But let's remember, abundance is health, wealth. It's abundant everything. Abundance isn't money, nor is riches. We see riches is both spiritual riches and physical money. But abundance is everything you can possibly think of. Anything you really, really want. Abundant family. Abundant joy. And it is a quality we can release in the eternal realms, as it is the source of supply in eternity, that's always flowing from eternity. And we can release that through the realms and then drink in the abundance in our position, still in where heaven and earth are one, in new earth. New earth is still heaven. It's both. It's where you recognize there's no separation. But it's also linked with the physical body. So we're not just going into heaven being a spiritual body, having spiritual encounters. We actually have an earthly body. And when you combine it with your spirit body, it's called a terrestrial body. We do believe that the more that we engage heaven as led, opens up the gates for abundance. But I want to encourage you not to get discouraged and expect manifestation in the most extreme terms after a short period of time, or even after a few years, particularly when we're in a current situation of immense draining of the swamps. But there is an awful deal of hope, because abundance is the capstone. And the capstone of any age means that it's a very important principle that we focus on. We try not to get distracted with lots and lots of more minor topics. If once we understand the capstones, they finish off an age. They're a name we must possess. If we don't become abundant, then the promised land is not ours. We will constantly have stresses that will distract us from the journey of operating at higher. So I hope this gives you a starter as to what abundance is and the big picture. We have many pages on our website that are free. You just search terms. And the best way to see the abundance of your destiny is on a bench. We have some benches on our calendar on the homepage. And we have a lot of experience in this. So we are one of the four running houses we have been shown by Father. The key with all this journey is not to trigger and not to give up hope. But also to make a huge living sacrifice, to be the bride. We must become the lamb, so we sacrifice a lot of the old stuff we were involved with to embrace the immense riches of this revelation and this journey. We find that a huge secret, and there are many stumbling blocks. So that is our calling as well, to remove the practical stumbling blocks on how to do the journey. What is the journey? And you're in for a glorious, glorious destiny of immense great works, immense discovery of who you truly are and all the freedoms that you're meant to have, way more than spiritual freedoms, physical freedoms, freedom from slavery, freedom from any restriction on travel or inhibitions of anything that inhibits you that you really want to do. We're seeing as is the final blueprint of what will be in the final new earth, as old heaven and old earth will disappear, as it says in Revelations. So bless you. This is Jane Johnson, One United Body. I'll try and do some regular 10-minute podcasts here. So please look daily and be led by your desire and your hunger. A lot of these things are sowing seeds for the big picture. And we do have a big picture section as well, which will sow a lot of seeds as to where we're going. So bless you.